There was a hearing in the Fairbanks 4 case on Monday. The hearing in state court was requested by the Alaska Innocence Project, which is attempting to overturn guilty convictions of George Freese, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent, the four men imprisoned for the 1997 beating death of John Hartman. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Alaska Innocence Project wants statements allegedly made by former Fairbanks resident Jason Wallace to his lawyer about John Hartman's killing unsealed. The Innocence Project contends Wallace, who's jailed for another murder, said things that corroborate the recent confession of former friend William Holmes. Holmes, who's also imprisoned for an unrelated killing, claims he and a group of friends, not the Fairbanks Four, randomly targeted Hartman, and Wallace delivered the deadly blows. The hearing on whether attorney-client privilege should be broken was close to the public, but dozens of Fairbanks Four supporters gathered outside the courtroom. Marvin Roberts' mother, Hazel Mayo, expressed hope that Wallace's statements will be released.
We're just all have our fingers crossed that the judge makes the right decision on this. Maybe there'll be justice for the boys sooner.
Requests for post-conviction relief for the Fairbanks Four submitted a year ago center on Holmes' confession and potential corroboration by Wallace. It's unclear how long Judge Paul Lyle will take to issue a decision on the sealed documents, but he must do so within 6 months. John Hartman's brother, Chris Kelly, has said he and his family believe the Fairbanks Four are guilty. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.